seeking collaborations with influential people? At GZPR, we create passion-fueled collaborations that go beyond traditional representation. A performance agency that onboards new clients every month. Our focus is on POC collaborations. Contact us now at hellogzpr.com, a self-aware public relations agency exploring world perspectives with leading talents. Hello and welcome. My name is Tiffany Farag and welcome to Get to Know You Cafe. Why is knowing another person deeply important? In an age where superficial interactions dominate our lives, the ability to authentically connect with others is becoming increasingly rare and invaluable. If you would like to master the art of getting to know others, take a look at our course or join me on one-to-one coaching. Links are available in the show description. In my mission to open conversations and access deeper dialogue, I wanted to hear from you listeners on last week's question and discussion. Last week, Sarah Bahbah and I discussed the question, how can we cultivate hope through art? We received a number of responses that further deepened dialogue. Today, I'll be discussing the episode and the responses that we received. Well, firstly, I want to say a big thank you to Sarah because that was such an incredible conversation. The amount of rawness and vulnerability that she was able to express and be open about, especially with the situation right now and what's happening in Palestine. So for those in Palestine, so for those of you who do not know, some people are not aware, please do some research, educate yourselves, you know, figure out, see what's happening around the world. Some people understand that if you're in one place in the world where things are happening and maybe you don't have your media, the news that you see on television isn't showing you certain things. There are so many different things happening around the world. And I think there's an importance for us to all educate ourselves about what's happening in other countries. What's like, you know, let's connect with more people. Globally, let's be, you know, how many friends do you have? I think this is a good question to ask yourselves. How many friends do you have from different cultures? And like, be curious about these different cultures, be curious about these different countries, be curious about these different, there's beauty in so much of these cultures. It'd be through food. And I'm sure you're eating these different foods, but maybe you don't have friends from these different cultures. And maybe you would like to have friends from these different cultures, and maybe there's an assumption that you make about that you think that there's no connection. But trust me when I tell you there is so much more connection with us humans, because that's what we all are. Ultimately, we're all humans. There's way more connection between us all than there are differences. There's so much more similarities. There's so many more our emotions. Look at the emotions that we'd feel, or, you know, we're all feeling a range of emotions, and there's so much we can relate to, like it be our families, you know, problems with families, problems in relationships, problems, financial problems, all kinds of health problems, so many different issues that we all experience in different ways, in different forms, on different spectrums. But if we can truly look at the person in front of us, the person. And I trust me when I tell you, you will have so much more in common with them than you will differences. Even if they speak another language, even if they eat different foods, even if they listen to different music, even if they watch different shows, there is more similarities between us. And I think when we can truly understand that, we'll have more compassion for one another. We'll have more empathy for one another. And it's truly needed right now and has always been needed. And I think through different reasons and for different reasons, I think there's been a loss of compassion and empathy. And it's something that I think people aren't realizing. It's a habit. It's something that you need to work. It's a muscle in your brain. If you're not practicing empathy and compassion daily, you will lose it. You will lose your empathy. You will lose your compassion. It's a part of the brain. If you look at it, it's actually an area of the brain that can be lost. So maybe you are aware that, hang on, I'm not as compassionate. I don't know if that's something you can be aware of. Maybe somebody else has told you, or maybe you've heard it from a number of people. You're losing your compassion and empathy. I think that's the time to look into that and realize that, I don't know, and look at what kind of person you want to be in this world and how you want to contribute to your relationships and who you want to be in the people's lives around you. Do you want to give? Do you want to contribute goodness to other people's lives? Do you want to better yourself? Like, work on your compassion and your empathy and practice it daily. I think that's what will help you see the connections that we all have with one another. So I think this was such a beautiful, important conversation that I had with Sarah, and I'm so grateful that we were able to connect and have these types of conversations. We had a number of beautiful responses and perspectives and questions raised from around the world. I'm so grateful, everybody, for sending in these beautiful perspectives and for opening the conversation up even more and showing us that this community that we've created here, that we're all connected and we're all perspective will help us all grow. Perspective will help us all better ourselves and feel more connected with ourselves and feel more connected with others. So thank you so much, everybody, for creating this community, being part of the community. This cafe episode is yours more than it's mine. That's the truth. So I'm going to read some responses. We have one from Lebanon, one from Sweden, and one from Mexico. So the first response is Mo from Lebanon. He said, "Thank you, Sarah, for your vulnerability and awareness. So many people don't seek to understand their own family's traumas and work on their own." Absolutely there, Mo. Thank you for pointing that out. Absolutely. I think, what Sarah was doing, she's interviewed her parents a number of times about their past and their lives and wants to really dig deep and understand where the pain and the suffering and the thinking and the behaviors come from. So absolutely, that was incredible. And I think it definitely does. It helps you understand your own patterns. It helps you break, I think, the patterns that have been generational. It helps you heal the generational traumas when you are aware of these. And you break the patterns that have bled into your heart from, like, generations that have been passed down. So I think breaking a pattern is also very difficult to do, and some people are unable to do that, and some people, for some reason, it's not something you put your hand up for and you choose to do it. It's something that's just happening, and I think we are not realizing how much of that, I think, exposes us. And how much of that our scars are opened and our scars are cleaned out with, when there's a wound and it's get cleaned out, there's a sting, there's a strong sting, and there's an initial sting, but then there's healing. So I think that's such a beautiful thing. And for those of you who are breaking the patterns from your generational traumas and families, like, you should pat yourselves on the back. Thank you so much, Mo. Our second response is from Sophie from Sweden. Sophie said, "People have been becoming more and more disconnected from one another and losing compassion globally. How can we make people we know open their eyes?" Thank you, Sophie, for bringing that question. I think it's something that I think people are losing compassion globally, and it's definitely a lot to do with this self-absorption that's been happening, and people arguing, and I've mentioned it a number of times, that it could be due to, technology. Technology, though, is helping right now. I think it's bringing things to light and bringing things that are hidden or under the carpet to light, so it can be used in powerful, beautiful ways as a tool. But also for many who do not know themselves well and who are not working on themselves, it can come like a robot, and you can be used as a tool. And so I think knowing the to distinguish between that and to not lose your your compassion and to grow your self-awareness. Well, I think, you know, identify what you need to do. There are a number of different ways and tools you can start growing your self-awareness. And we discussed a number of those actually on episode 126 with the global number one self-awareness coach, Dr. Tasha Urich. Take a listen to that episode. We break down what you can do to help you grow your self-awareness. The big thing too is reflection. Not all of us reflect, and for those that do, fantastic. But people are actually introspective incorrectly. What you can do is, instead of you asking yourselves why questions, ask yourself more what questions, as that is more empowering. Another thing too is journaling when there's something on your mind. It's not a matter of journaling every day, but when there's something that you need to unpack, start writing. This definitely helps you grow your self-awareness. And thirdly, if you have somebody that you trust in your life that you know has your best interests at heart and wants the best for you, ask them to point out maybe there's a behavior that maybe you're not aware of, and ask them about it. Have an open discussion. Hear, be open to their perspective about it. And if it's something maybe that you've heard a number of times, you know, look into working on it. So these are just a few things. There's a number of different things you can do and practice. So check out that episode. Thank you so much, Sophie, for that question. I think the way we can open their eyes is opening. I think the best way is to open our own eyes. I think sometimes too, if you want to talk about it among different communities, in different situations. If you want to share a post, share a story, I think it's important to do that because you and I'm sure we're all have friends of different cultures on our social media, so they will be exposed and see these different things. But it's a matter of you opening up your own eyes. And if there's an alignment or for you and in different moments, I'm not saying to be continuously doing this because it would be draining and hard. But there's opportunities for you to talk about these different things. And as you open your own eyes, you'll notice your own language changing, your own thinking changing, your own behaviors changing. So I think it all starts with yourself, and that's how you can cause a ripple effect in the lives of people around you. Thank you so much, Sophie. And our third response is Pablo from Mexico. Pablo said, "The horror we are watching daily is becoming normal, and less people are caring enough to say or do anything. Have you been in spaces where you maybe were a minority but wanted to open the conversation up about global topics? If so, how did you go about this?" Thank you so much, Pablo, for bringing this question. I actually was there was a moment a couple of weeks ago, and I got some tickets to go and see Elizabeth Day. She was here in Australia, in Melbourne, at the Arts Centre. And I was able to go and see her. I brought a friend, and it was a room where I would say I was in a minority. The room was all mainly white women. There were some men there, but mainly white women. And the Elizabeth Day and the interview person interviewing her were also white women. And there was a conversation in the beginning about how it's important to open conversations and for us to discuss important topics and to share our thoughts and to start talking about things. And some things globally that are currently happening were not mentioned. But there are other things mentioned. We're talking about infertility, women's having a divorce, and women have miscarriages, and people have an inability to get pregnant, and some issues maybe around Australia, however, not globally. And so there was a moment we were able to get up and ask a question, and I thought, I think there's an importance to do this. So I got up as well. And I asked a question. I started by introducing myself, as that's what we were asked to do, and this is how the question went down. I said, "Hi, my name is Tiffany. I was a doctor turned podcaster. I have a podcast that discusses questions about human behavior and thinking, and we also discuss global issues. My question for you is, do you think people who have an audience," and I pointed to the audience, and someone who's able to stand on stage to talk about the genocide in Palestine. And I thought there was an importance to do that. The response was okay. It was good. It was okay. I think it made Elizabeth and the audience think, and I think she was able to give her opinion and share. Well said. And there was a moment where she brought up the conversation again after my question, and other people had asked questions, and she felt like, hang on, I didn't feel like I answered it thoroughly enough or well enough. And she continued to speak about it, which I thought was great. And again, later on, International Women's Day, she did share a post, and she's got a link for people to donate to charity for the women and for the Palestinians in Gaza. And so that was great. And I think my question, I don't know if that's what did it, but previously she hadn't shared any posts about that. So I think absolutely. I did it gently. I didn't say anything. I basically just raised a question. And that's what I think the whole importance of this podcast is, raising questions. When you're raising these questions, maybe people are uncomfortable. Maybe people are don't know what to say in the moment, but you're making people think. And I think that's the importance of it all. Making people think, that's what opens people's eyes, making them think and raising these questions. Maybe they do get defensive, maybe they don't, but it will subconsciously or consciously make them think and open a part of their brain that it allows them to ponder on and reflect on. So, yes, that's how I did that. And, yes, if you have an opportunity to do that, I think, do it. Thank you so much, everybody, for these questions. It's always great hearing these different responses and adding to the conversation. We hear different questions, and it's not to say it's to do with intellect, but it's a matter of we all have different experiences and come from different backgrounds, and we help each other, gain clearer pictures of who we are and how we want to think and behave and be in this world. I'm looking forward to next week's Get to Know You Cafe. Thank you for listening to Get to Know You Cafe. If you enjoyed this podcast, rate, review, and share the podcast on Facebook or Instagram. You can tag me at Get to Know You Podcast. Be sure to listen to Tuesday's podcast and send in your responses for us to include next Thursday on the Get to Know You Cafe to further deepen dialogue on this topic. If you have any topics you would like us to discuss, be sure to tag me in a post with your question. Join us every Thursday on the Get to Know You Cafe.